I messed up. No, man, you did the best you could.
And what we do know is that that is in the standard operating procedures for LaGuardia. It's for the midnight shift. It's also common practice across the national airspace where you would have two controllers in the tower cab during the midnight shift. The midnight shift, as a reminder, is one that we have many times at the NTSB raised concerns about with respect to fatigue. Again, I do not know. I have no indication that was a factor here, but it is a shift that we have been focused on in past investigations. Now, we also know, as I had mentioned yesterday, that LaGuardia has ASDX. ASDX is a runway safety system which allows air traffic controllers to track surface movement of aircraft and vehicles. Yesterday, I mentioned that we requested from FAA the ASD replay of the event. That is a replay of the display of information that would have been available in the tower cab. We also asked the tech center for the analysis of ASD. Their analysis shows that the ASDX system did not alert. The analysis, and I'm going to quote the analysis here. I will repeat it a second time. ASDX did not generate an alert due to the close proximity of vehicles merging and unmerging near the runway, resulting in the inability to create a track of high confidence. I have seen a number of reports from press about distraction, whether there was distraction among controllers. Look, this is, I would caution pointing fingers at controllers and saying distraction was involved. This is a heavy workload environment.